Well, let's open together to 1 Kings chapter 12 and verse 25. That's where we left off a couple weeks ago as we're walking together through the lives of the kings of Israel. And tonight I'd like us to spend just a few minutes looking at King Jeroboam. In the books of 1 and 2 Kings, we come across two Jeroboams. There's Jeroboam the first and Jeroboam the second. Now here in 1 Kings 12, we're looking at Jeroboam the first. Okay? So the year is 930 years before Christ, 930 BC. And recently in the history of Israel, the holy people of God, the holy nation, has divided into two. So there's no longer one nation, one people of God. Now there are two. There is King Rehoboam, whom we looked at a couple weeks ago, ruling the southern kingdom of Judah in the south. And now there is the first king of Israel, Jeroboam, ruling in the north. So Rehoboam ruling two tribes in the south, Judah and Benjamin, in which is Jerusalem, where the temple of God is. And then Jeroboam, we're at the beginning part of his reign, Jeroboam ruled in the northern part, or the northern 10 tribes of Israel. Now, Jeroboam the first is notorious in Israel's history for having done something, for having built two shrines. Now, he built one in the northern part of Israel, the very tip, the very northern part of his territory in Dan, and then he built another one down in the south in Bethel. Now, inside of both of these shrines were golden calves. And this is the thing that Jeroboam did, which plagued Israel for the rest of its history. Now, all this is helping us to understand before we read the scripture together, but the important thing to know that you may not gather from the reading is that these shrines were built to be substitutes for the temple in Jerusalem. Okay? Now, what this did was, in effect, institutionalize sin. All right? Now, this is important to know before we read, because what we're interested in tonight, as we look at the life of this king, is learning from him how that happened. And that's where the Word of God is going to come to us tonight. And so I want you to know those things before we read so that we're properly oriented, but also so that we're properly ready to hear what God would teach us through the life of this king. So let's read the scripture together. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim and lived there. And he went out from there and built Penuel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, "Now the kingdom will turn back to the house of David. If this people go up to offer sacrifices in the temple of the Lord at Jerusalem, then the heart of this people will turn again to their Lord, to Rehoboam king of Judah, and they will kill me and return to Rehoboam king of Judah." So the king took counsel and made two calves of gold. And he said to the people, "You've gone up to Jerusalem long enough. Behold your gods, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt." And he set one in Bethel, and the other he put in Dan. Then this thing became a sin, for the people went as far as Dan to be before one. He also made temples on high places and appointed priests from among all the people who were not of the Levites. And Jeroboam appointed a feast on the 15th day of the 8th month, like the feast that was in Judah. And he offered sacrifices on the altar. So he did in Bethel, sacrificing to the calves that he made. And he placed in Bethel the priests of the high places that he had made. He went up to the altar that he had made in Bethel on the 15th day in the 8th month, in the month that he had devised from his own heart. And he instituted a feast for the people of Israel and went up to the altar to make offerings. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, again we want to rightly bow before you. We want to worship you at the conclusion of this Lord's Day, to thank you, dear Father, for the grace to be together as your people in your church, gathered around your holy word. And so, Father, we lean together upon your Holy Spirit to hear the word as we ought to hear it, and that I might preach and teach the word as it ought to be preached and taught. And to that end, we have to lean upon you. And we do that now. And I bless you for bringing your people back to the sanctuary tonight. And I pray that they would leave with a blessing from your word. And so to that end, would you make the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts tonight pleasing and an honor to you, O Lord God, our rock and our redeemer. Through Jesus we pray. Amen. Okay, well, I know that there's a lot that we could say about what Jeroboam did in instituting these two shrines in the northern part of Israel. There's a lot we could say about how he broke the commandments of God, specifically the second one, that there would be no images that the people of God would use to worship the Lord. We could talk at length about how he rejected the word of the Lord that the Lord had spoken through the prophet Ahijah, where he said, Jeroboam, I'm going to give you the kingdom. If you will just follow me, if you will keep my word, if you will walk in my ways, I will establish a house for you. We could talk a lot about how Jeroboam rejected that, and we could spend all the time that we have tonight talking about how Jeroboam's decisions and actions made a sin, caused the people of God to sin for 200 years, so in such a way that the nation never recovered. We could spend a lot of time talking about all those things, but I am more interested in why Jeroboam did these things. We could talk about what Jeroboam did, but I want to focus tonight in the moments that we have on why he did this. And here is where we want to concentrate our time, on the fact that Jeroboam built these two shrines because he was more afraid of man than of God. If you asked me, Hunter, where are you most tempted? I mean, if Satan was going to come after you, where would he come? And if you got me to be honest with you, I wouldn't say lust. I'm a human being. Of course, that's a sin I have to be aware of and have to guard against. I probably wouldn't say pride. Right now, I don't feel like I have a lot to be proud of, so that's not. I know that's there, and I got to fight it. But if you asked me, where are you most tempted? I would say the fear of man. That's what I would say. Because when I look at Jeroboam, when I hear him say in his heart, they will kill me. When I hear him say that, I see a man just like me. Now, I do believe that as we walk through this story together, and the way we're going to do it is we're going to have one eye on the fear of man and another on the fear of God, and we're going to walk through this period of Israel's history together. I do believe that as we do that, you're going to see a man who may not only be like me, but may also be like you. And that's why we're doing this. That's why Jeroboam's biography is written in the Holy Scripture, for us to see a mirror of who we are, and when we see that, not to be afraid, but to let God teach us and repair us by His holy voice. Now, as we walk through this passage, it's just a few verses, I want you to notice three things, and they all have to do with the fear of man, okay? The first one is that the fear of man, this thing, the fear of man, is something that takes place in our heart. That's where it happens, okay? So, We're going to look at that in verses 25 to 27. And then as that fear, as that seed grows and develops, that fear of man grows into an actual opposition to God. If we let ourselves fear man, that's going to grow and that's going to develop to the point that we actually oppose God. And then finally, when this fear of man totally has our heart, so that there's no fear of God left in the way that it evidently did with this man Jeroboam, where that ends is that the fear of man will ultimately destroy the community. So we're going to look at that in verses 31 to 33. So the fear of man taking place in our heart, verses 25 to 27. The fear of man opposing the fear of God, verses 28 to 30. And then the fear of man destroying the community, verses 31 to 33. So they're all just going to come straight through the story as we walk through it together. Okay, so first, let's look at the fact that this fear of man takes place in our heart. So Jeroboam made this decision to build these two shrines because he had a conversation with himself. Now, this conversation, according to the all-knowing narrator of